it's time for Rain and Shine, your weekly regional science update, where we explore how the planet works and how we work with the planet. Something interesting and unusual happened last week. Three very important religious holidays, Ramadan, Easter, and Passover, for three of the world's religions, Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, all overlapped. And when they did, 42% of the world could be found in spiritual observation, or 100% if you are under a certain age and living in America and madly searching for colored eggs counts as a spiritual ritual. While Passover and Easter often fall on the same weekend, having all three together happens only three times in a century. What caused these three big patriarchal religions to pass like ships so close in the night? Well, it was the moon. Known in Western cultures as the feminine principle to the sun's masculine, the timing of the moon, combined with the way lunar and solar calendars interact, brought them all together. But they are not quite the same, so I was curious how these holidays relate exactly to the moon. I started down a rabbit hole, and after several hours of diving, I began to suspect that that rabbit hole may belong to the Mad Hatter. If you want to have a tea party and talk about tropical, sidereal, anomalistic, draconic, or synodic moon cycles, please email me. I'll make the tea. Anyhow, this magical rabbit hole of lunar calendars eventually descends into a deeper matrix of how humans keep time and the different kinds of time we keep. Ephemeris time or terrestrial time, which we use on Earth, universal time, which is used to calculate astronomical events, and all the different ways in which we try to keep a standard year. This all got started when a friend texted the group with a question, "Do you know how the day of Easter is chosen?" "I'll tell you," she continued, "it's the first Sunday after the first full moon after the March equinox. So pagan!" Exclamation point. And indeed, while the Christian Gregorian calendar is solar, the timing of Easter is set through a calculation method once used by pagan Anglo-Saxons to determine the birthday of the goddess of spring, Oster, Ostra, or Ostera. The eggs and ever-multiplying rabbits are symbols of her fertility. The Easter holiday falls on the first Sunday after the Yoster full moon, which follows the tropical spring equinox. Just to keep things interesting, the Western Christian churches follow the ecclesiastical version of the calendar, while the Eastern churches follow the Julian, an older version of the Gregorian. This is what causes Eastern Christmas to be celebrated in places like Ukraine and Russia at different times than they are in America. Passover is set similarly. It always begins on the 15th day of the month of Nisan, which is the first month of spring, a solar-based commandment. But, unlike the solar months of the Christian calendar, the Hebrew months are pegged directly to the lunar cycle. Because the Hebrew months are pegged directly to the lunar cycle, the Hebrew calendar is what's called a lunisolar calendar. Like the Christian solar calendar, the lunisolar calendar takes into account the seasons, which are driven by the sun, but at the same time, it accounts for the true phases of the moon. The 15th day of Nisan is always a full moon, while the week before Easter does not always start with a full moon. Also, keep in mind that the orbit of the moon is elliptic, it's not a perfect circle, and that the Earth is circling the sun at speeds which vary throughout the year. So the length of time it takes the moon to return to the same position in the sky relative to the sun is variable and not fixed. Add to this that the lunar year is about 357 days, while a solar year is about 365. They both require leaps, leap years in Gregorian and leap months in Hebrew, to keep standard. The result of all of this is that Passover and Easter, most often, but not always, and increasingly less so, fall at the same time of year. Back to the Islamic calendar, which mercifully for this lady who is dizzy from falling down the rabbit hole of humans trying to set time, is simply set by the physical sighting of the moon. The Hijri, the Islamic calendar, has no leap years, months, or seconds. It just follows the moon. The month of Ramadan is called when the crescent moon is sighted over the western horizon just after the setting sun. Now, it's not that simple, but for now, we will just say that the month of Ramadan is called when the crescent moon is sighted over the western horizon just after the setting sun. All right, then, so why wasn't Ramadan over Easter last year? Well, remember that differences in the number of days in a lunar and solar year, the Hijri, which follows the actual physical phases of the moon as it appears to the viewer, wherever they stand on Earth looking at it, is just about 10 days shorter than the solar Gregorian calendar. And so the month of Ramadan, the holy month of fasting and spirituality, shifts back 10 days each year relative to our solar Gregorian calendar. Whew! So it's the moon! That's why they all came together. But how exactly we calculate the cycles of the moon, and when we see it, and how it relates or does not relate to the cycles of the sun, well, that seems to come down to matters of perspective, of how different cultures organize and calculate time, and how we all choose to relate to the movements of the universe. You've been listening to Rain and Shine, a production of the Learning Council, produced by Corey Stanton and written and narrated by me, Calla Rose Ostrander. To submit your nature and science questions, email us at rainshineweekly@gmail.com or visit our Facebook page. And thanks for listening.